We read So You Don't Have To from the Woodstock book, The Road to Woodstock, written by Woodstock organizer Michael Lang, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock coming up next month. Now, there were some bands who had great performances. CCR, most people say that, man.
Santana was smoking.
Santana's pretty good.
And he was high as a kite.
And then there were a number of them that weren't good. And the Dead's performance was not considered to be among their best. And Michael Lang writes, there were a variety of reasons for this. Drugs and electrocution among them. Now, the Dead were to get their marching orders from their manager, this guy named Rock Scully. He was going to tell them everything they needed to know that day. All right, here's when you get on stage. Here's how it's going to work.
Here's how long you got to play.
This is how it's all going to work.
I've got your payment right here.
So the manager is the man. Rock Scully, the manager of the Dead, is the guy who they are looking to for guidance. And here is his memory. The couple hundred tabs of sunshine acid that I stashed in my silver Art Nouveau case were leaking out down my leg under the relentless rain. My pores were saturated with the stuff. My mouth was smeared with this day glow acid. My hand, a giant raw orange claw. My pants, bright saffron. There was a river of orange acid trailing behind me. And strange mutant strains of vegetation were beginning to sprout in my wake. And this is the guy that Jerry and Bob
this guy's in charge.
Were looking to for their directions. Yeah.
So, well, it sounds like Carlos was right behind him because Carlos said his guitar felt like a metal snake in his hand.
The manager said, so we were getting ready to put our equipment up on stage. In the meantime, incessant nightmare announcements are coming over the PA. Please don't take the brown acid.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
But the orange one is.
It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest. But please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
So that's coming over the PA as the Dead are about to get their gear up and to go. The wind picks up. The stage starts vibrating, physically quaking, according to the Dead manager. Our beautiful giant light show screen has turned into a sail and is moving the stage through the sea of mud. In the middle of their first number, St. Stephen, there's a guy, a crazy guy we know, who runs out into the middle of the stage and starts flinging LSD off the stage. This after the announcement has been made about the brown acid. To make matters worse, says the Dead manager, the band is playing horribly. We can't get it right. Not one song. And the sound is awful. Jerry's memory, he says, yeah, we were awful, atrocious. I was high and saw blue balls of electricity bouncing across the stage and leaping onto my guitar when I touched the strings. Bob Weir said, it was raining toads when we played. The rain was part of our nightmare. The other part was our sound man, who decided that the ground situation on the stage was all wrong. So every time I touched my instrument, I got a shock. The stage was wet and the electricity was coming through me. Touching my guitar and my microphone was nearly fatal. There was a giant big blue spark about the size of a baseball, and I got lifted off my feet and sent back 8 or 10 feet to my amp.
Did I imagine that, or did that actually happen?
Some people, Bob Weir said, some people made their careers at Woodstock, but we spent about 20 years making up for it. It was probably the worst set we've ever performed. The Road to Woodstock, written by Woodstock organizer Michael Lang. More We Read So You Don't Have To from that book later on this morning. And the Who and the near disaster on stage. Brad and John, KISN.